views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And now the Posse of Angels and I wish to start off the show with some words of advice where we, the awakened, enlightened, some would say, conscious collective, where we find ourselves as we enter more into April. Now, the first thing that the Posse of Angels want us to do is they want to trust in what is coming for us. Remember that you created this with God, and what will be manifesting for us is because we co-created it to be so. Please don't get caught up in what hasn't shown up yet for you. Remember that there is only the present moment. And basically, as humans, spirits having a human experience, we are all on a need-to-know basis. If something hasn't arrived in your life as yet, well, it's not the divine timing for it. And know that God did not forget you. But some things just take longer to organize and connect all the people for their most extraordinary, miraculous results. Now, they want us to keep believing in your imagination, and your beliefs are two of the most powerful things that you have to work with. And please, they want you to know, get ready for change. Because change is definitely coming. It may not be in the way that you have an attachment to it or an expectation, but change is definitely coming. With so many of us anticipating new opportunities and connections manifesting for us this spring in the Northern Hemisphere, it's fall in the Southern Hemisphere. And because we're so excited and we're itching to move forward with our projects, our ideas, and our endeavors, there is a caution not to take risks and jump at the first thing that's presented to you. Please, the posse of angels are saying, don't sell yourself short and don't compromise your needs. Please think before speaking. Think before acting. Remember, we're still in a Mercury retrograde until April 15th, and it doesn't fully get out of its shadow phase because it's a big old planet until a week or 10 days after the 15th. And for us to notice a lot of times that forward movement for us. Now, as I mentioned in my last show, with tax time looming on the horizon here in the States, the theme of April is abundance. What else would it be? And the posse of angels and I have entitled the show, You Are Wealthy. You are rich and prosperous. This week's show actually was inspired by a former client of mine who came to see me, and she was very depressed. She explained that her whole life had become unexciting and dull as her days all seemed to roll into one another, and she wished to receive messages specifically about her career. I said that it felt like her energetic tank was empty, and that there was no joy, fulfillment, and certainly there was no passion in her life. I explained that in order to change our realities, it was necessary to change our energies within. And even though we may not be particularly joyful about where our lives are currently, it is fundamental to change our energies by creating a different vibrational frequency within to then create a different reality for ourselves. Since we are all mirrors for our realities, her and boring life was reflecting the lackluster and boredom which she had consciously or unconsciously created within herself. Now, to start to raise our frequencies, it is vastly important to focus on being grateful and appreciative for our blessings and exactly where we are, exactly our life the way it currently is. You know, we may not like where we currently are, but we can bless our situation for showing us the contrast of what we do not want. And after all, whatever situation we have in front of us, we co-created it to be so with our thoughts, our words we speak, and our feelings. You know, we may not like it, but the more we take responsibility that we created it, the more that we can create something different. Now, the posse of angels is reminding us that by being grateful for exactly what we do have, the universe recognizes and identifies this abundant energy as being full, as being open to receiving. And then it will send us more abundant blessings in line with our intentions and our heartfelt desires. In fact, the universe is always giving to us. It is we who chose to close ourselves off by focusing on lack or focusing on the things that we do not have rather than those things that we have. By practicing gratitude daily, we begin to feel just much more gosh darned abundant. And the universe reads these energies as prosperous and wealthy, even though we haven't added one single cent to our bank accounts. You know, this concept of being prosperous and wealthy, it's foreign to many of us because we've been so programmed to get our worthiness and our identity from one thing and one thing only, and that is how much money that we possess. When I was asked to be a speaker at a financial seminar, I presented an exercise to the audience, which I'll share with you. I held up a $20 bill in front of the audience, and I said, who would like it? Well, of course, all the hands shot up in the air. I then said, let me do something first. And I took the money and I crumpled it in my fist. And I said, okay, now who wants it? And all the hands still went up. I then said to the audience, but wait, I will do one more thing. And then I proceeded to throw the money on the ground, step on it, and grind it into the floor. I then said, now, who still wants this $20 bill? And you know what, listeners? All the hands in the audience still went up. I then pointed out that we just were given a very valuable lesson. For no matter what I did to the money, the audience still wanted it because it didn't decrease in value. It was still worth $20. You know, throughout our lives, the amount of money we have goes up and it goes down. And when it's up, we've been programmed to feel great. And when it's down, many of us feel less than and worthless. But the truth is, everyone, is that no matter how many green units, here in the States, the money is green, so you can equate the money with green units, no matter how many green units that we have, you will never, ever lose your value. This is because abundance is our nature. It is a blessing. It is a gift given to us by God. This means that it is our divine inheritance to be wealthy, rich, and prosperous. Through our free will, we can choose to feel less than, crumpled, stepped on, dirty, or worthless, because we don't have enough of those green units or money in our bank account. Money or no money, you are absolutely priceless to the universe and those who love you, and your sense of self-worth and wealth truly has nothing to do with how much money you have. You know, if you equate the wealth of your life and the feeling of richness inside of you with what amounts of those green units or money that you have, you are sending out a very clear message to the universe that you are diminishing your unlimited potential to create abundance and limiting your sources of riches in your life. You're actually telling the universe to only send your abundance in one form and one form only, when in fact there is an infinite abundance that the universe is aching to give to each and every one of us. Our job or our career is such a minute portion of the way to allow abundance into our lives. You know, how much money you have now has nothing to do with the wealth of who you are and your extraordinary limited capacity, because we are all pure potential to be a magnet to amass more in our life. One of the greatest assets that we all have is that we share an infinite power within ourselves to create. And even though I've known many people who have said that they are simply not creative, they're creating in every single second of the day with the energies of the words they choose to speak, the thoughts they choose to think, and the chosen feelings and their chosen emotions in their hearts. And when we start to live an awakened, conscious life of awareness, knowing that we can actually choose our words, we can choose our feelings and thoughts to be more positive, more optimistic and hopeful, instead of negative and pessimistic, we then will begin to paint a more positive reality for ourselves. Each one of us is so very powerful that by putting any of our emphasis on not having enough of those green units or money, it'll keep our energy vibrating at the level of lack. It'll keep it vibrating at wanting and needing. And because everything is energy and the universal law of attraction clearly states that like attracts likes, then we will continue to attract more lack into our lives. We may not mean to, but that is what actually happens. And it may seem that once we have said something, thought something, or felt something, that it simply disappears into the ethers and is forgotten. But in fact, they do not disappear, and they live on energetically. To show you an example of what effects anything negative, pessimistic has on our life, and if it's filled with a vibrational frequency, which is a low frequency of lack or neediness or negativity, I'd like to introduce you to the Bank of the Universe. Now, the Bank of the Universe exists in the ethers. And unlike other banks, the Bank of the Universe is always open. Every second, go find a bank that's opened every second, every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, every month, every year, ad infinitum. And it accepts each energy that you choose to deposit with every thought you have, every word you speak, and every feeling and emotion that you choose to have. So let's take an example. The receptionist at the Bank of the Universe is always there. So by saying something like, oh, I don't have enough money, or I can't do the things that I want because I don't have money, then the receptionist at the Bank of the Universe says, hello, so nice to see you today. Thank you for depositing that negative unit into the bank. Day in, day out, the Bank of the Universe amasses whatever positive or negative we unconsciously or consciously are choosing to put in our bank account. And like all banks, because the bank must pay us dividends on all that we've accumulated in our bank account, then we shouldn't be at all surprised if we have had negative statements, if we've said negative things about people or situations, if we hold animosity and bitterness and anger and sadness and regret and defensiveness and judgment, if that is our modus operandi, then don't be surprised when, for instance, you drop the iron on your foot and break your toe. You have an altercation with somebody, in a supermarket line, or your boss, or you experience road rage, or you're innocently sitting in traffic and somebody rams you up the rear end when you innocently and seemingly are doing nothing. When you become really conscious of this Bank of the Universe, you can choose to switch those needy, lack-filled, negative words, thoughts, and feelings to positive thoughts with higher vibrational frequency, such as change, I don't have enough money to, I am always abundant, and I can have whatever I desire. You know, what stops us from receiving is dictating to the universe the how and the when that our dreams need to be fulfilled. Please do remember, because of our humanness, humans work in logic a lot of the times. They also work in ego, but humans work in logic and rationale, and God and the angels work in miracles. We can also say, as well as I am abundant, we can say, I am always financially secure, and I'm always provided for, rather than I don't have the money. With these abundant thoughts and words and feelings in our bank account, the Bank of the Universe has no other recourse to then match our words with abundant connections and opportunities to match our abundant frequencies. And remember, the universe cannot tell the difference between reality and fantasy. So when I say I am wealthy, I am prosperous, I am rich, and I really do feel that no matter how many green units are in my bank account, then the universe reads that as, she is so rich. Let's send her connections, rich, abundant connections to her, because like attracts like. You know, I had a great example of abundance, which came as a result when my husband and I lived in Santa Barbara. And this was many, many years ago. This was in 2008. Now, Santa Barbara, it's called America's Riviera for a good reason. It has many beautiful theaters that host a wealth of talent, you know, and many wealthy people like Oprah Winfrey live there. Looking through magazines at the upcoming schedule of artists, well, I long to go to the theaters, even though the funds at that time were very, very meager. Instead of putting any of my emphasis on not being able to go, I decided to say out loud to the universe, I love getting dressed up, and I love going to the theater with Pete. And I closed my eyes, and I visualized both of us going out for an evening to a beautiful theater. You know what? The next morning, when my alarm clock, my radio alarm clock went off, I awoke to the DJ on the classical radio station saying, call this number to win those tickets. I didn't even think twice. I grabbed my phone and I dialed the number and I knew that those tickets were mine. When I was announced as the winner, I found out that the tickets were to the beautiful Libero Theater and the world-renowned famous guitarist's family, the Romero family, were performing, who I absolutely adored. Deciding to perpetuate this overwhelming joy and excitement of going to the theater, I visualized getting dressed up and going out. And you know, over the course of the next 4 months, I manifested a client who gave us tickets, which he could not use, to the symphony at the Granada Theater. And other friends of ours invited us to go with them to the beautiful Arlington Theater. And not once did I have to pay for tickets. Whatever you say to the universe, it will always say yes. And it will match the same vibrational energy which is inside of you. You know, everyone, the most extraordinary thing, regardless of how much money or how many green units we have, is that we are always on an equal playing field with each other in our ability to manifest abundance in our lives. This capacity for wealth is like a hidden treasure. It's hidden in each one of us. Yet most people keep looking outside of themselves in their bank accounts for their wealth. Each one of us has unlimited, untapped possibilities of wealth waiting, just waiting to see the light of day. And it's contained in our passion, our excitement, our vision, and our creativity. It is contained in our excitement and our enthusiasm for life. You know, those people who follow the excitement in their hearts, they're just simply more productive, they're more creative, they have more energy, more passion for what they do. They simply just feel rich. You know, with their rich energy soaring high, they don't allow themselves to feel compromised, but they feel limitless, boundless. They feel expansive. These expansive energies then go out into the universe, and their frequencies bring back connections of equally high, positive, excited energies. They live in a cycle of feeling wealthy and life reflects this wealth back to them with equal amounts of wealthy opportunities. You know, the funny thing about all this is that it has very little to do with money, but it has to do with following the richness and the excitement in your heart. So really do try following that gratitude and excitement and see for yourself what magic, what synchronicities and wealth begin to open up in your life. You know, everybody, with so many of us anticipating new opportunities and connections coming for us on the horizon, when I drew an animal card from my Druid Animal Oracle deck this week, I wasn't surprised at all when I heard a familiar honk, honk, honking, and in waddled duck. Actually, goose. Excuse me, goose. I called you a duck. In waddled goose. You know, goose is telling us that we now have the creative and the productive power to take on committed long-term partnerships that will provide stable conditions and opportunities to support our dreams and ideas. You know, many of us in the collective consciousness, for a long time now, we've had our ideas, but we haven't really felt we've had those connections that would take us out to a much wider audience and further in our endeavors and with our projects. But geese is very loyal and they mate for life. So these long-term partnerships that many of us will be manifesting to ourselves will give us the security in our business and our careers that we have been wishing for. Because of Goose's ability to fly high to different continents, it does show that we take our creators to much wider audiences and going global. And these new partnerships not only believe in us, but they are excited to both support and promote us. So Goose is a wonderful, wonderful sign and message for all of us to know that those long-term committed relationships and partnerships are now on the horizon and will be coming in for us. So waddle, 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 honk, honk. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Goose, for coming in and helping us. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And we are about to take a quick break. After the break, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And all of this month, the month of April, with it being tax time here in the States, the theme is abundance. What else would it be? And today's program, we've been talking about you are wealthy, you are prosperous, and you are rich. So before we get to those callers, I did want to remind everyone that the sequel for my first novel, which is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which, by the way, is about my five most important past lives that I had and the lives that I lived in between those lives before I ascended to become the angel that I am now. Angel Ariel, the sequel to that book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which came out in 2016, the audiobook on audible.com for this lovely, inspirational book just came out a few weeks, actually about a month ago. And so those who would prefer to listen to the books, you can now listen, then reading them. You can now listen to the book on audible.com. Remember, all of my books are featured on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to our first caller. Remember, if you'd like to call in for a free angel reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Claire?
I am well. I am well. What is happening in your life?
Well, I'm experiencing an abundance of forward movement. I'm feeling that excitement, and I can see that things are just moving in such a wonderful way. I just want to know if there's any great messages that can inspire me.
Okay, the thing you should get most inspired about while I'm shuffling the cards and the thing that's coming out, the reason that you're feeling abundance is because the change that's inside of you. They're saying there's so many things that you have let go of, so many things that you've brought into divine alignment. You know that there were threads of things. Perhaps that needed to be forgiven. Perhaps that that you had judgment for. So many things that that you had were still like doors, which were still flapping in the breeze. You've closed those doors. You've had closure now, and that as a result, bringing those into divine alignment, you've now created space in yourself. You're feeling more abundant. And so what's going to happen is you're going to see the abundance in your life increase in so many ways, not just because of, they're saying not just because financially. That's the first thing that people go to when they hear the word abundance. Or as I said in the channel, the richness, the wealth, and the prosperity. You know, you can have an abundance of health. You can have an abundance of love. You can have abundance of surprises. You can have an abundance of, you know, sort of amazement, abundance of miracles, abundance of things that you just don't even know about. That's the reason why you're anticipating or feeling this. And experiencing it because of the changes that are inside of you. Now, what do you need to do? You don't need and have to do anything. You just, that'd be just most beneficial for you to keep, keep on the same path that you've been on and just feel you actually, what they're saying is that you actually took the concept the spiritual concept of the laws of attraction and abundance, which you knew, in which you intellectually knew down pat. You could teach it to others, you could talk about it, but you actually let that settle in your heart. You turned the mirror back on yourself and you became what you were speaking about. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card for you is, of course, what else would it be? It's the celebration card. And they want you to give yourself credit. They want you to give yourself, kudos for this wonderful celebration. It's a celebration for who you are now. It's a celebration for what is coming. And because we're only in the present moment, our present moment is creating what is coming. So this beautiful feeling of splashing around in the waters of our life and just feeling so tremendously blessed. And celebrating that. The next card that's coming in is the Queen of Wands. Now, the Queen of Wands is the queen out of all of the queens that is, she is so full of the richness of ideas and visions and creativity, and she can't wait. She can't wait to take her creations and to share it with others and to promote others to share their ideas as well. So, and the next one that comes out is the Two of Cups. Now, we did speak about in the channel this week how we are ready for partnerships. And our goose card came honking in about long-term relationships and how we will be partnering with different people to get our endeavors and our ideas and projects and who we are out to a much more wide audience, a global audience. And so here comes the Two of Cups, which is all about partnerships and connections. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Lovely reading. Abundant.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Thank you so much. Yeah, now I can. I couldn't hear you. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. It was right on target, and it was very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you. Take care. Have a beautiful day.
Love you too, Angel.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Beth, for calling in. And you know what I often say about our callers into the show? Yes, the message is for them, but if we are listening to this show, then the message is for us as well. And so many of us in the Conscious Collective, if you want to call us awakened, enlightened, or just aware, we now feel that great abundance inside of us. And so what's mirroring is our realities, and the abundance is showing up in our lives. Let's go to our second caller. We have Charlene from British Columbia. Charlene, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Claire. I'm so excited to talk to you. I was just wondering, what do the Posse of Angels have in store for me? I just moved into a beautiful new home, very life-changing for me, very excited about what lies ahead.
Okay, beautiful new home. Okay, while I'm shuffling, the Posse of Angels are saying, this would not have happened if you had not changed course. They want you to think back, I don't know, over the last 2, 5, 10 years or longer, what a different person you are now, how much you've let go of, how much you have brought things into divine alignment, how much you have forgiven, and how much you have changed perhaps judgment and unforgiveness into unconditional love and acceptance. You've created space, beautiful space inside of yourself. And so I'm not surprised you have manifested this beautiful new home in beautiful British Columbia to yourself. So that's really what they want you to take note of. give yourself credit for this and say, hey, if I can do this, because everything is a co-creation with the universe, everything is a co-creation with God, even though the current situation for many may not be what they want, they still co-created it with their thoughts, their feelings, and their the words they used. So they want you to say to yourself, if I can do this, hey, what else can I do? And just feel what that feels like. You know, we become master magicians. We are master alchemists with our thoughts, our words, and our feelings. And it's amazing what then comes up. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Charlene. First card for you is the, well, in this deck, it's the page of summer, and that's the page of cups. Yes, it's the page of cups. Okay, the page of cups is a message coming to you, a message of a proposal in some way. Now, it could be a proposal about a relationship, but I feel this is more a proposal to do with an opportunity. It feels like a proposal for business. Did you change jobs or want to change jobs?
I'm thinking about it. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I actually took a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a promotion. I just haven't started yet.
Okay. All right. Well, they're saying that this is a this proposal for this promotion. It's going to serve you well. It's mirroring the abundance that you feel inside, and it's whereas the job that or the position that you had before was a coat kind of that had grown too small for you, and you're stepping up because, you know, you said to the universe, you know, that you believed in yourself and you were not going to compromise. And just like this card, they're showing me these beautiful spring flowers all around this page of cups. Your emotions are going to blossom and really bloom in this position. You're going to feel valued, and you're going to feel honored, and you're going to feel respected in this position. So well done. Let's go to the next card and see what comes out for you. This is, it's in this deck, my fairy deck, it's the Vicar. But the Vicar card is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is that person of authority. You know, in a lot of decks that they show, it's like a spiritual teacher or whatever. You are going to be in a position because of your knowledge about spirituality, because your knowledge about, you know, the laws of the universe. You are going to be indirectly helping others in ways that you can't even possibly imagine. You know, you don't even have to use something as a title of spirituality, and you're going to be helping others in their day-to-day lives. Your energies are just going to change. It's going to be like changing the forum of the place where you work. Next card is the beautiful Queen of Cups. And the Queen of Cups, so you got two Cups cards, which are about your emotions. The Posse of Angels are saying that, you know, this abundance that you feel inside is now going to translate into all other areas of your life. But keep listening to your intuition. Just allowing that those heartfelt emotions to drive the car of your life, if you would, or steer you, because it's served you well up till now. And there's a lovely emotional peace and serenity and really wonderful feeling about where you're stepping into. So you are a perfect example of what the Posse of Angels were saying about how we're moving into spring and that promotion that you're stepping into. So I hope that's been helpful for
you. The abundance of the garden of life.
Yes.
We're stepping into the abundance of the garden of life in 2018.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing
really
now.
Hard.
And you know what? You know what, Charlene? Some people, like myself, have said that this is the third part of our mission. And people said, I didn't know what I was on a mission. But actually, the first part of our mission was to wake up. Some people have been doing this since the 60s. With my angelic walk-in experience, I've just been doing this since 2003 when I incarnated as Angel Ariel. And a lot of people have been doing this, and when they woke themselves up and became aware, then they said, this is great. I must wake up as many people as possible. And so they started the healing practices. They learned different modalities like Reiki. They became the spiritual teachers. And then around 2012, 2013, those things that we created started to wane in our lives. And then we turned the mirror back on ourselves and brought forth the books, the radio programs, the films, the music, all those things that we created since 2012, building that platform for us of content. And now the third part, and then that's why a lot of things haven't worked out for many in the spiritual community, because it wasn't the right timing on the planet and people hadn't shifted enough, high enough in their frequencies to be able to perceive and really hear us. And now, it's now in April, in this time of Aries, in 2018, that we're stepping into our third mission. And that third mission is, like our friend the Goose said, is to take our vision out to a much wider audience. And those people of authority, those people of financial wealth, you know, and support us coming towards to put into place long-term partnerships for us to go global, and because the world is ready for us now. So it is so exciting
to be awake and to understand that that our vibrational frequency, when we raise it and we're at one and at one with the divine, we find that peace. And we find that that abundance is within us all. And when we can look into each other's eyes and see God in everyone, that's just amazing.
It is amazing. And once we get to that stage, our lives are never the same. They're absolutely never the same. And we carry around.
I feel so blessed.
Yes, I know. It's this feeling that almost makes us want to cry, you know, to be in that divine consciousness. I call it our divine eternal nature that we reconnect with, and it's with us in every nanosecond of the day. And we see it through our eyes. We feel it through our senses. We taste it. We hear it. Again, our lives are never the same, and it's that bliss, it's that absolute bliss, and then we take that with every beat of our heart. It's no matter what job we're in or business, it doesn't matter where we are or what the circumstances, we are taking those blissful energies, and we are changing, irreparably changing the world to one of unconditional love, forgiveness, unity, and peace.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have an absolutely gorgeous day. I'm so excited for your new position, and enjoy that beautiful home in BC because you manifested that and co-created it to yourself.
Thank you so much, Claire.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Thank you to our lovely Charlene. And there were so many truths in that, that where many of us are now are in that bubble of bliss, in that bubble of blissful energies that are just, they feel so magical. And we don't have to meditate to feel that. We feel it every second, as I said, every nanosecond of every single day. And it's with us always in whatever circumstance that we find ourselves in. And that bliss that we feel, overwhelming bliss, as we are connected to our divine, eternal nature, goes out and just touches everything. It's like living with fairy dust and sprinkling that in every facet of our lives. And then those we come in contact with, it's like sprinkling fairy dust on others' lives as well. With the little time that we have left, let's pull some cards as we go into this last week of the Mercury retrograde. Do remember, I did mention this in the channel, but you know, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days of official Mercury retrograde energies, and it does take a week to 10 days, 2 weeks to get out of its big shadow for things to move forward. So don't expect on the 16th, whoop, for that huge planet just to whoop, turn around and just start speeding forward. Okay, I know this Mercury retrograde, I know people, it's been particularly difficult for a lot of people, affecting technology, miscommunication, all kinds of things like that, you know. But the blessing of Mercury retrograde is people from your past come back. And also it does give us opportunity to re-edit, review, re-energize, recharge our own batteries. So when the forward movement happens, we will have that recharged energy in order to accomplish what that forward movement, moving energy will be bringing in. Let's pull a couple of cards and see what comes out for all of us this coming week. We have the Emperor, and the Emperor is that card of a very different energy to a king. A king is born into his position, but the Emperor is one of stability, of security, of, I often say about the Emperor card, I call it who's the boss card. And now we know that we are the boss of our lives. We're co-creating everything in every single moment. And the stability and security we now feel is not because of our circumstances, is because of who we are. We have allowed that to settle into our hearts. So that's a great card. Also, with those new partnerships and connections manifesting for many of us, we will be feeling more secure, like we're on a steadier foundation in our lives, safety and security. So, and the next card we have for ourselves is new beginnings in spring. This is the Ace of Spring or the Ace of Wands. And new beginnings around our creativity, our vision, our ideas. You know, we might have had ideas for things, you know, writing books or writing blogs or writing newsletters or creating radio shows or whatever that is. But now the universe has co-conspired with us to bring in new opportunities and new beginnings, fresh things for us to take what we, our content, and possibly plug it into an area which we never thought at all about putting our efforts into. And all you need to do, everyone, is just say, show me how to serve best, and then step forward in faith when we get that inspired feeling inside and excited energy. The last card for us is the Da-da-da-da, it's the Page of Pentacles. Now, this is the page speaking of abundance, riches, wealth, financial wealth, material wealth. Many of us, as a result of these long-term relationships, will put into place things that will serve us very well monetarily. But the Page of Pentacles also wants us to know that we are grounding our content, grounding who we are into physical reality now to see that abundance coming in through our efforts. But they also want us to know that it is long-term and it is something that's going to be setting us up for security and that strong financial foundation in the future. But it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. So wonderful, wonderful reading. We are at a very exciting time. With all of this excitement, please do remember just to stay in the present moment, because the present moment is all we have. The present moment is the moment where we can see miracles, magic, and synchronicities, those signs and messages to show us how to keep stepping forward. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. And remember, we air every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, you will see wonders there. You will see my first book, Angels of Faith, about my two near-death experiences. You will see my second book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, When I Enlighten to Become Who I Am Today, Angel Ariel, and the sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Please do go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, for my services and these wonderful, wonderful books. Until next time, everyone, please do allow your beautiful light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Thank you.